And the afilu hezek ad shelechav. Even in the case where they did the damage first, before the chav, still you want to tell me balchev kodem, the balchev can't take it. So Shema Midah Pnei Shabbat proof that Balchoyv Mu'uchar Shekodim V'Gobim Ashegobim Le'Gobim. Then in the case where two people borrowed money like the later one, if he goes and collects the money first, he can't get his money back, and that's not so poshut. Some shita say even a Balchoyv Mu'uchar, even though you borrowed the money secondly, like you lent the money secondly to this person, Reuven first borrowed the money from somebody else, and then you lent the money, still you have a right to go and collect it first. So how come over here the Balchoyv can't take it? So Gemara says, "Le'elam really a malach masha govel govi." Could be other places. Whoever collects the money first has the right to keep it. But v'shani hosam over here, it's much different by the shore of the tam. The omale, because the nizik has a right to say to these balchoyves, "Listen, ilu gai boch heve." If this shore would have been by you, even if you would have collected the shore, and it would be by you, lav minoch heve govile. Wouldn't I went and collected it from you? Da'i turah diaskod minay mishdalimno. Because that's the law of a short time. That a short time, the nizik has the right to collect from the goof of the shore. So no matter where this shore ends up, the nizik has the right to get the money. So therefore, this shibud is different. Here, the nizik has the right to keep the shore, and these balchayvus don't have a right to collect it. Because even if
Therefore, what we're coming out, really, the law could be that a balchayv mu'uchar, even though you lend the money second, still, maybe you have a right to collect from the loiva first. Because the Maisa, the Levi, owes you money. Just over here, the reason why the Nizik has the right to collect the shore is because there's a new halacha that the Nizik always receives from the shore itself. And that's the Gemara's Loshin. Taitura the Yasko, Mino, Mishalimna, have a right to collect it from you. So Taisa speaks out, it doesn't really mean to say that if the Balchoyv would have taken it and then it would do damage, so the Nizik has the right to collect from the Balchoyv himself. Because that's only if you didn't make a good shmirah. But here you didn't do that, you wasn't at your fault. So therefore, Tosfos says just means to say that the goof for the shor is not meshubah to the Baal Chayv the same way it's meshubah to the nizik. Like we always say, a tam pays me gufoin, that's a bigger type of a shibud. Therefore, only the nizik has a right to collect it and not the Baal Chayv. So here it's different. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, four lines down, by the two dots, Tana Rabbanan. Six lines down. Tana Rabbanan, learn to the price like this. Shor Shavu Masayim, Shenokach Shor Shavu Masayim. One ox that's worth 200 zuz, Shtois Gord, another ox that's also worth 200 zuz, for Chavu Baba Chamishim zuz. And it did damage, injury to this one, and made him worth less, 50 zuz. So far the damage is only 50 zuz. What happened was v'shavach v'omad al arba me'ezuz, and then the value of the injured ox went up and became worth now 400 zuz. And really, the tiny is shel molin lo yeziko. Now, if the mazik did not hit the nizik, did not gore his shore, ho yomid al shemayne me'ezuz, it would have went up to the value of 800 zuz. So, how much does the mazik have to pay in such a case? The actual damage is only 50, but he caused him much more of a damage. He was going him much more of a loss. So lachur is noisin kishas nezik. The mazik has to pay the chatzin nezik. This is a tam. He has to pay the chatzin nezik 25 zuz. He has to pay him how much the shor was worth b'shat the damage. B'shat the damage was a 50 zuz damage. Chatzin nezik is 25. The Rashi says he has to pay noisin loy chofei zuz kishas nezik. Can't say, give me 1/8. The Nizik can't say, pay me more, but that's a loch. He has to only pay him chatzin nezik, how much was worth the shas nezik. What's going to be kochash? After the mazik hit the nizik, the animal, even though the shas damage was only 25 zuz, it was only 50 zuz, but later the animal became worth much less. Kichesh, it got deteriorated and became worth much less. So lachar is, he has to pay him b'kishas hamad b'din, how much the animal was worth at the time when he came to Bezdin. If then it got worth all the way less, you have to pay chatzin nezik of how much it's worth of then. In other words, all this is considered part of the damage, and you have to pay chatzin half of the damage you caused. What's going to be shavach mazik? Let's say the mazik, the animal or the mazik, became worth more after the damage, The Shabbat Tam always pays Migufay. So Lachar is nice like a Shasta Nezik. He only has to pay according to how much the animal was worth for Shasta Nezik. Let's say it did $100 damage, and the shah itself was only worth 50, so you can't get more than 50 from him, even though later the shah went up in price. What's going to be Kochash? Let's say after the Mazi did the damage, it itself also became depreciated, is Kishasa Modvedin. Then the Mazik only has to pay Chatzin as a Migufoy, how much a shah is worth, Vishas, you're in Bezdin, Shasa Modvedin. So again, this is a loch of a Tam pays Migufoy, you can't get more than the animal or the Mazik is worth. Therefore, that's the chaluk, that's the chidush mavir, that a shavach, if the animal gets worth more, you can't collect from that. But if the animal goes down in price, kichesh, that's the loch of them that the nizik can't collect more than chatzin nizik from the guf of the shor, how much is worth b'shas ha-modibidin. Some of these lists of loch of the price that just got said again, kichesh, again, not as chatzin does, kichesh is b'shas ha-modibidin, and shavach, mazik, that loch is nice like b'shas ha-nizik. Mashenken kichesh gets worth less than b'shas ha-modibidin. Then you have to pay how much it's worth, b'shas ha-modibidin. Alright, now we'll soon see this b'raisa. The b'raisa will also explain, now we'll explain all these b'raisas, what we learned. And we'll soon say, Amamar, Shavach Mazik, we'll go through to explain these things. We'll soon start the b'raisa, Amamar. We'll soon start.
More than what the show is worth, b'shas ha-modibidin.